Hello, my name is Alexandru Marginan. I'm a PhD student at UCL and my research area is automated software transplantation. At this work, I work with my supervisors, Professor Mark Harman and Dr. Earl Barr. Recently, we published a paper about automated software transplantation at ISTA, where we showed that we can actually transplant useful functionalities from programs that are really used in real world. For example, VLC, it's a very well-known video player that it's widely used and can play almost any video files that you can find on the internet. And we enabled it to play a kind of video format that it wasn't previously able to play. Autotransplantation might be very useful in practice. Imagine that you have two existing programs and in one of them you are lacking one functionality, such as, for example, you have a text editor where you are not able to copy and paste things from your browser. If another program on your computer contains this functionality, our approach might be able to automatically transplant it into the text editor. For example, you might take this functionality from your web browser. Another case where we successfully transplanted functionalities between a real-world system, it's the case of Qt. Qt is a very popular KDE-based text editor for Linux, all kind of KDE-based distros. And it has a powerful set of functionalities. It contains a lot of plugins that enables it to do all sorts of things, excepting text editing. For example, Qt is very used by C developers as an IDE. However, currently the current version of Qt is lacking some useful functionalities for an IDE, such as generating call graphs functionalities for C programs or indenting C code. What we thought about this is let's find some potential donor programs that implement these functionalities. We identified two programs from GNU, GNU Cflow and GNU Indent, that one of them, so Cflow, is generating call graphs for C programs, while Indent is indenting C code. And we successfully automatically transplanted these two functionalities into Qt, and we released two plugins of Qt, that one is able to indent C code, and the other one is able to generate call graphs for C programs. Thus now we have a version of Qt that it's more useful for C developers by being augmented with these two functionalities. Now we are continuing with our work in autotransplantation, and the next step here would be to try to identify some real-world systems that are widely used by people, not just by software developers and computer scientists. We plan so to identify programs that are widely used and that are lacking functionalities that the people would like that programs to contain. And we plan to try to do sort of transplants, publicly release them and get some feedback for people about how our work is going and about the quality of our transplantations.